So I want to get into Pasuk Beis. Sure, Sharon Perak Aleph Pasuk Beis. Yishakini Minishikos Piu. Kitovim Deidecha Miyain. It's a very tifa Pasuk. This starts the whole Bakash of Klal Yisrael to be Nischaber to Chodesh Baruch Hu like we did in the old days. Rashi explains that the Bakasha is that there should be a Nishika, a Chibor, a connection between Klal Yisrael and a Chodesh Baruch Hu, the same way there's a connection between a Chasan Kala, which is a Nishika, which is a Nishikas Piu. It's a different type of chibur. There could be an expression of ahava, which is you give a neshika, like Rashi says, on the yad. But the neshika al piu is the neshika of a chibur, where there's a chibur of the pnimius between each side. Like the Rosh Chaim says, is that you're blowing the person is midilei nafach, manda nafach, midilei nafach. There's a certain giving over of the panemius of one to the other. And that's what's happening in the chibur between chosen and kala. So Klai Yisrael is saying like this, you should give us those neshikais because your love, your doidim, is better than yai. Okay. So what is this referring to? So Dr. Goyim, he says like this. First of all, there's neshikos. Why are we asking for neshikos? We should be asking for one. And second of all, he has a big diuk here, the Gra, that the word piu is a little bit of a strange word. Normally, you would say neshikos piv or neshikos piha. If it's a zachar, you would say piv. If it's an akev, you would say piha. What's the pihu is a funny word here. So we'll see. So the girl starts off and he says this like this. So this is referring, this is a cloud, this is a bakasha overall. Let's say that outside. Overall, it's a bakasha. The Klai Yisrael is asking that we should receive from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashpa, once again, the same way we received from you the Hashpa at the time of Sinai. That the first two dibras you gave us from yourself, the other dibras we only got from Moshe Rabbeinu, but the two dibras that you gave us was mipiv. So we want that the whole Torah, everything should come mipiv. Everything should come from piv of a Kadosh Baruch. That's the klaladon. But now he explains in Amkus over here. Says like this, that there was two neshikas that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One was Anoichi, one was Le'yelcha. Okay? And it brings, Anoichi is, he says it's Meduik in the Pesukim. Because there's Anoichi, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, see, instead of talking in the first person. And then the rest of the Dibris, it says, Kasher Tzivcha, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bemar, etc. It's third person. So the first two Dibris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, that's a Bechina, of an Ashika Mipiu. Ad Kedei Kach, the Medrash says, B'shah Sha'amar, V'isa B'medrash Rabo, B'shah Sha'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Anoichi, at the time of Klal Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said Anoichi, Nitka'a, it was Nitka'a, Hatera B'libam, the Torah became Takua in their hearts, B'shah Sha'amar Lo Yelecha, Ne'akar Yetzahara M'libam, it took out the Yetzahara. What does he mean? I think what he means is, a neshika is a chibur where a neshika bepiu is a chibur of a pnimius of one to the other. It's a giving over from one pnimius to the other pnimius. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah, which is Ruvei Reis Echad. And the gather of the neshika of Anoichi, look, Anoichi Hashem Alkecha was Kadosh Baruch Hu put that pnimius into our pnimius, and he was tekeah the Torah and the lev of Klal Yisrael. So that's what it means. Nitka a Torah b'libam. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah. That's ki'ilu the pnimius of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's midilei nafach, and he put that into the lev of Klal Yisrael. Second of all, that's from the dibur of Anoichi. The Dibur of Lo Yelecha was By doing that, Kadosh Baruch Hu took in the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, took out the Yetzer Hara. He took out any cheshek for Lo for anything other than Kirvas Elokim, that there should be a chase, a chibur to anything else. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that the whole design of Klal Yisrael on the leg is only mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yelacha. So he was taking care of both of those things. Ve'ilu abeis devarim came beis neshikas, and those are beis neshikas. And he says that this is the two things that a Baal, a chasan, gives an ashika to his kala for these two inyanim. One is that we're mischaber together, that I'll be able to, that there's a chibur to hear. The second point is that you're mischaber with me as opposed to anybody else. Those are the two points of the chibur between chasan and kala. And those are the two chiburim that we had at Sinai. Ki beis dibur sheshenis am klal kol atar kulo. Like the going, because the two dibur sheshenis are klal kol atar kulo. Okay? Which means, anoichi is the klal of essays, and lo yelucha is the klal for lois essays. So included in anoichi is all essays. Included in Lo Yilcha is all the Lois HaSeis. Now the going goes on, and he says this idea that you have two klolim and then you have all the pratim is a setup and all over. Is that you have two Roshim, and from the Roshim you have 70 that come from there. The going says we spoke it out among. The going says that's the two Esav and Yishmael, from there 70 Umas. There's 70 in the Sanhedrin, on top of them, there's two. That's not just one, but he says there's two. He says that there's a few different examples. He says that there's a koyach of 70, and the 70 is the outgrowth of the two Roshim. So he says that the 70 panim l'Torah is an outgrowth of the Anochi lo Yelacha. Anochi lo Yelacha is the klal of essays. And Anuk is a klal of essays, the Leyach was a klal of Lois essays, and that's the klal for the 70 Panim. Fine. We'll see why it has to say like that. Now, Memela, in the Dibur of Anoichi, was Nitzka Abalibam all the essays, and in the Dibur of Leyelacha was Nitzka Abalibam a. The against the losses it was nitka b'libam that there's no losses. Okay, now the Gaon goes on to say the following, and he says like this: he says that we have to be mocked a little bit. Is that everything in the world, where Hashem created the world, is Hashem created the world with the koyach of a zachar and a koyach of a nekeva. That's everything. Everything in the world requires a zachar and a nekeva. Means it requires the mashpia. The zachar is the mashpia. But you can give hashpah, but the mekabel has to take the hashpah and bring it out. Shemayim gives rain. The aretz is the mekabel. It gives out the things from the hashpah that it receives. And kacha v'kacha, the whole bria. There's nothing that reproduces. Nothing can create, nothing can happen without a koyach b'zachar and a koyach b'nekeva. One is mashpia, one is mekabel. That's just the building blocks of the world. You look through the whole Sefer Bereishis, that's the way it is. The koyach b'zachar and a koyach b'nekeva. So mitzvahs essay are b'derech klal considered the koyach of the zachar. That means the hashpah to expand, the ikar hashpah comes from loisas, from essays. But the shmirah, that you shouldn't ruin it, and that it should maintain the kli to mekabel the hashpah from the essays, is the shmirah from the lois essays. So the lois essays protects the kli, that now you can be a mekabel of the hashpah from the essays. So memela, the bechina of the essays is always zachar, the bechina of the lois essays is always nekeva. Klal of varm in general. So anoichi, it's the beginning of zachar. It's the essay. Lo yelacha is the beginning of nekeva is the lois essay. Is the shmira on that hashpah? So he says, what letter symbolizes lois essays? What letter symbolizes essays? So leave the law. Loi the law. Vav represents zachar. Hey represents nekeva, always. Oh, so, osa. He, Vav, is Zachar. Hey is Nekeva. Any word which enters the Vav, Shulchanai is his, Shulchanah is hers. So, Hey represents Nekeva, Vav represents Zachar. So, Anoichi is a koich of a Hey, of a Vav, so Mashpia is Zachar, and Lanyelcha is a koich of the Nekeva, it's a koich of Hey. Fine. It says a few interesting things with that. But we don't have time for all of them tonight. We'll be mashed on the shtickle tomorrow. Well, just the point is that for now, we'll be mashed tomorrow, but for now, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shtel Levek, in the Bria, the Chibur that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Anoichi, L'Yelecha, was that we were receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu both Hashpois, both the Hashpah of Zachar and the Hashpah of Yerkim. The Hashpah of Zachar through Anoichi and the Hashpah of Nekeva through Lo Yelcha. In other words, we were receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Chibur B'Taras Hashem is Mashpi on us and gives us the Koyach to Mishomer it. So he says that's why the wording in the Pasuk. The word is a peh, P. But the P is the Pihu, which is a combination of the word Piha and Piv, which is it's the mouth of the Zachar and the Nekeva. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Pihu. He was the Peh, Piha, and Pihu at the same time. Means, and that's why every Neshika is that's why the Mashal is the Neshika between the Zachar and the Nekeva. The Koyach of the Zachar and the Nekeva both together is how Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia on us at Sinai. And we'll see that the Goyin explains that we want to be able to be Mekabel that Hashpah once again. And that's the Bakash of Klai as long as possible. We'll put it together further tomorrow.
Like relive that moment, or I mean that's very far fallen. I mean, I guess I mean that same level.
That same level of Chibur, yeah. He's going to explain a little bit more of Chibur's. Kish Kreach.
Oh.